irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, March 8th, also known as Hump Day in some circles.
And International Women's Day.
Good job
on that.
Yes. Well, I tried to explain the essence of it.
I love it. That's such a good segue. I love it.
International Women's Day.
Yes.
Indeed. So what are people, what are women doing around the world?
They're wearing red, which I am wearing a red underwear. That's all I had was red underwear. I'm sorry.
Were you conscious of it? Or
yes, very.
So you didn't have anything red to wear?
You know, it's funny. The only thing I have that's red is very summery, and it's kind of chilly. But I brought a red coffee mug.
Okay.
And I posted, and you're supposed to go on strike today. It's also a day without women to show what important women are. But at the same time, I wanted to be on radio because I'm selfish. So that happened. So
I don't think a lot of women are not going to work today, to be honest with you.
There's some rallies and some strikes. I don't know how far it's going to go because women, you know, some people really have to work.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So it's going to be interesting. That's sort of the social media spread, and I hope it shows you how important women are, but some people also have to work. So it's
right. Issue. But they are saying that women should abstain from shopping today.
Who said that?
I don't know, because I guess they want people to...
You mean like spending any money or like...
Yeah, like shopping, period. Like, I guess they want people to feel
the absence of women.
Yeah,
day without women.
Since they spend all the money.
Yeah. A day without women. They don't spend all the money. What are you talking about?
No, I mean,
they make the choice. They make a lot of the monetary choices. Yep.
They definitely do a lot of the shopping. Men's clothing stores, I think, are in trouble, probably have been for a long time, because men don't shop, you know? And so I think if women don't shop for a day, man, everybody's going to have to close.
Because they run the family. They do the grocery shopping. They do, not everyone. Again, we're not generalizing. But again, women really do make the monetary choices in a lot of families. And it's like, if you'll see the result. If they don't, you'll see the result. Exactly.
Right.
It's like a day without immigrants. And you realize the whole agricultural is built on, like your food industry is built on immigration. So it's very interesting.
Right.
So anyway, proud female warriors, unite.
Yeah, there you go. Half of the world's population.
Yes. So enjoy. You'll see a lot of hot women wearing red today. I will change after this. I will wear more red. I realize I'm wearing green, but I will wear red. I want to wear red.
So where should we make some progress, do you think, as far as the way women are treated in
Mostly
society?
Mostly just like an equal pay for the dollar. I think that's a really important thing. And I think that having more people represented in government, you know, in a lot of Middle Eastern countries, there's more women in government than here.
Well, yeah.
Which is so interesting.
But also in those countries, women do not share even close to the same rights as men do. So I see where they need a lot of like reform, you know. But here we pretty much have made quite a progress.
I think we've made a lot of progress. I think we also need to make a lot more. Yeah. I think most importantly, we get paid the same for the same amount of work. That's
Issue. I mean, that makes sense.
Number one
issue,
yeah.
But I wonder how they come up with those statistics, because I don't know. Look, as an employer, I would not even think of giving a woman less money because she's a woman. It doesn't make sense.
Right,
you know?
but a lot of people do.
Yeah, you set like a salary for the job, for the position.
But like, think about like even in Hollywood, like Jennifer Lawrence was getting paid like $2 million less for the same role. And when people found out, that's when roles started changing. So even in Hollywood, they were being offered less money.
But are you sure that that's not for the ability to draw an audience? Because that's how they pay actors. It's like if you can draw more audience, you're going to make more money. Because among the males and the females, not everybody makes the same.
At no point was a woman star making more, even though she was bringing more in. And so that has to change. It has to be equal.
Even when they bring more in.
Correct.
How does that make sense? That's the same thing that we talked about the movies with diversity and stuff, you know? I mean, they go for the money.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's irrational. But remember, women couldn't vote for a while.
Right.
There's some irrational things that came from. So we had to fight for every little bit of progress. We couldn't wear pants. You had to wear skirts. I mean, this is little bits of progress, but it's irrational to you because you're a civilized individual. You know what I mean? I have to say it. I mean, also came from a country where women are in the military just as much as men. That's an incredible thing we don't have in America, that viewpoint. It's not equal. So
I think women are freer here than they are.
Yeah, like there is like good things and bad things. I'm just saying most important is getting our being fair and equal in payment. Mm. That's like all the number one thing women want right now is employment. And you know, Ivanka Trump has spoken out against non-equal pay, and I hope that transfers into the administration.
Mm. Okay.
She made a big speech about
so.
It
yeah.
at the Republican National Convention. So,
although I don't think she has much pull with the president.
I don't know where she has been. Where are you? I've seen her like once.
But they're saying her rating has gone up, so her approval rating has gone up. So
her company went way down, unfortunately.
Really?
Which is where she was making her money. Yeah, her shoes and fashion.
Oh, you're talking about Ivanka?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Melania. I'm like, why am I thinking Melania now?
Oh, no.
You were
no.
talking about Ivanka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, she made a speech on equal pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I meant Melania had higher approval.
I haven't seen a single step of her.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay.
She's in New York.
Yeah.
I don't think she really wants to be there. Anyway,
right,
yeah.
or she wants to be involved in
right.
any of this,
yeah.
right?
Her approval rating, it goes up when she's like, I'm getting out of it.
Exactly.
We're like, yay!
I'm not here.
Yeah, exactly. I would too, man. That guy's weird.
But, I don't know. I, for one, I'm proud of the way women are treated here for the most part. Again, I'm not a woman, so I can't see some of this. As far as the country as a whole, I think we have a lot to be proud of. You know, I mean, we have a woman.
But it's International Women's Day. Remember that.
Right, exactly. So we have to care about all.
Yeah, it's International Women's Day.
Yeah, it's like you got to fight for all this abuse that women go through and stuff, you know?
And you wonder if women were more in charge, how, you know, you see the German Chancellor and you see Prime Minister Theresa May, and you see in other countries it's just more normal to see them represented and in charge, and we just have nothing like that. Yeah. And it's only starting to like come. We are very low percentage of the Senate and the Congress. It's incredibly low women in his cabinet. So it's interesting to see other countries seem more advanced in terms of allowing them to be in charge. Authoritarianism for women is different than in America.
Yeah.
So it's great. Like we're all trying to work towards something. So, you know, it's a day to recommend and to work and to fight and to keep the movement and the awareness up.
Yeah, you know, and be proud to be a woman.
Hell yeah. Who run the world, girls? Who run the world? I'm such a bad singer.
But I do think in some positions, I think women would probably run a better world.
I 100%. You know that Chris Rock joke? He says, if all women were in charge, there'd be no more wars.
Yeah, right.
It would just be a lot of countries not talking to each other. So true. But that I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I think more complex emotionally, maybe a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know.
Chris Rock is good. He notices everything,
yeah.
you know, about people and stuff. He's really
yeah,
funny.
He's great. I was going to do impression and then I stopped. I was like, I got to. No, I'm good. I'm good.
You're probably good at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's great. He's wonderful. Wow. But yeah, it's true. I think women, if you had them in charge, and you always see in like the futuristic movies, there's a woman in charge. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm captain of the universe. You know, it's always a chick. Good, finally.
Yeah, but sometimes they put them in evil positions too, which you have to wonder, you know?
Yeah, they're always the evil stepmother.
Yeah,
you got to wonder on that. So interesting. So if you see a woman today, or you have a mom or a sister or a daughter, hug them, tell them you love them, and tell them you support them because it's important.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I mean, I don't know where it would be without women. I mean, and besides, why are we even talking about this? I mean, they're 50% of the population.
Why are we talking about
it? They're not a minority, though.
But we are treated as such. That's
really?
Why we're talking about it. Yes.
No, but at this point in history, I don't think we should even talk about women as being like a special, like a group with special
needs.
You would
needs hope. No, but see, that's like that's the goal. But we aren't treated the same in monetary-wise. We're not treated the same in just publicly in terms of government. It's just not looked on as the same. We just don't have the same rights. Viagra is paid for by government, but we pay for birth control. Little things like that are different things, you know?
Viagra is paid by government?
Yeah. You can get it paid 100%.
I never heard of that.
There you go. You got to look into it.
Well,
then.
In the beginning, even insurance companies wouldn't pay for it.
Oh, now there's tons of signs being like, when Viagra is paid by government and you have to pay for birth control, something's terribly wrong. Mm. So little things like that. Yeah. If guys had their periods, would tampons be free in government issues? You know what I mean? Someone has a joke, they'd be like Cheeto flavored and they'd be free or something. It'd be like, right. It'd be, yeah.
Right. But I'll tell you one thing, and we'll segue to a related issue, because this has to do with the harassment of women. Did you hear about the Marines United
yes,
thing?
Yes, with the photographs.
Yes, photographs of Marine women. And this is a site where Marines are supposed to be united, okay? To
now you tell me. Now you tell me after this story right. If women are treated equal.
Right. No. So I think that's one place where men have to make progress as far as their behavior and the way they think. You
absolutely.
Know? And the thing is that there's one thing to watch porn with women that are paid to do it and they know you're going to watch them, as opposed to women that are in the military.
So explain what happened.
They don't want to know. So there's a Facebook page and they were posting salacious pictures of female Marines and then so they closed down the page and they started another one. Yeah. And now there's a cloud drive with more than 2,500 images of women. And I mean, that's
why we
that's
need a
lot
special,
of pictures.
That's why we need an International Women's Day.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, even, and that's so, a male-dominated,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, men sit at the top, and that's why.
It's a male-dominated world, right. And therefore, no matter what you do, there are things that are unfair only because it is a male-dominated, I'm not trying to
in
be.
The military,
the military is very male-dominated,
right.
But really, it's a microcosm for everything. It really is like a white male situation. I mean, look at the rest of the presidents. We've had all old white males. Mm. And I'm not trying to be this burning feminist, burning my bra, but I kind of am at the same time, because look at this, 2017, and they had a Facebook page of taking women. And so you tell me, we're 51% of the population. We are not represented equally in terms of fairness and equality. It's just not.
Yeah.
Not yet.
So, I mean, how do you stop something like this? I mean, how do you stop? You can't really stop this, you know?
You mean...
Like pictures of cadets or, you know, soldiers?
So, like, for instance, in my school, there was a face... This was very early on. There was a website that said it... There was a bad website about it, and we had to get the FBI involved. And they can take down, like, the IP address coding of where it began, but once you're right, once it's on the cloud, it's like for I feel like it's
everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody saves it to their computers, and wow.
And then why would a woman then want to go into the military?
Right, right. I mean,
fight for her country for
and,
what?
And they've had to work hard to get to where they do. Women do in the military.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
You know?
Even on the front lines or as special services, it's very difficult.
Right.
For
you know.
Women. Yeah. And in some respects, there's a study that went out that women would make much better spies because we are just more complex emotionally and picking up more social cues. And so I'm like, y'all putting down the wrong people. So that's a terrible story. I heard about that. Yeah.
I know. And you know, the
it's
unfortunate
stain on
thing.
The American military. It really is this huge stain, embarrassment.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's an unfortunate thing that, you know, some men will tell you, oh, I love women, but yeah, that's to satisfy your sexual needs, you know, but then when you have to treat them in a social setting, you may not love them as much, you know?
And it's interesting because when you see a woman in government and young boys grow up seeing women in places of power, that's how you change the whole mindset. When you see women that are being represented fairly in power, you don't have the same mindset that they're lower than you.
Right.
I mean, I know it sounds like it's just a power position, but it really translates into the whole culture of the people.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But it is, you know, it's like, look, if you say, for example, okay, the men need to give women more equality, that's not, I mean, that's condescending. It doesn't have to come from the men. It has to come from the women. The women actually have to continue the struggle, I think. And
yeah,
it's
but
up
who's,
to them.
But who's writing the paychecks?
No, but... I mean, that what I'm saying is, but more women will be business owners. They'll be writing the paychecks. You
right,
know what
and, but,
I'm
but, but that comes from some...
It's not like you want to be given power.
No.
You have to take it.
Right, but we also have to be treated fairly as a human being.
Right, but... Okay, so yeah, you have to demand respect, I guess.
But like a man shouldn't have to, would not have to demand. You just want to be treated equally.
Right.
We don't want to demand anything. We just want to be the same.
Right.
Yeah.
But how do you do it?
Well, I think you do things like International Women's Day, and you wear right. bright red, and you do a strike, and you try and show you how important women are, and you try to trickle down. I know Hillary was really crazily polarizing. I get that. But there was something amazing about voting for a woman president at the same time. I'm not saying you should vote for her because she's a woman. I'm saying right. it was really exciting to see someone of experience and service up there because
true,
it's so
true.
Rare. So,
I agree. Yeah. I agree. It doesn't matter who it is, but just the fact that they got that far too, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
you keep fighting. You keep fighting, but you also hope the men in your life realize and fight for you. And that any business owner will realize that women does deserve equal pay. It's hard for men to understand because they're not part of it or they're not tuned in. But women are not getting the equal pay on the dollar. They are not. And I know that's hard for guys or business owners to understand because maybe they aren't doing it in their small business. But in the big picture, it's not equal yet.
So can you give me an example of like where, for example, a famous place like maybe a McDonald's or something or some company, I don't know, Apple, Google, whatever, where,
for instance, like if Yahoo, you know, Marissa Sanders, when you had people who are just as high up as the CEO and they're a woman on the board, they find out because it's a WikiLeaks or something is leaked, they make like 20% less. Or
the CEOs do?
Yeah, like, or even in Hollywood, it was a big deal when they found out, TV stars found out their male counterparts with the same amount of lines, the same amount of seasons, were getting like 30 to 40% more. So then there was a strike and like Jennifer Lawrence was like, I'm not going to work for a director that won't pay me equal. And she went up by $2 million. So it's like it's more public. So even at the top, they're getting less, you know?
Yeah. So I guess I'm oblivious to that.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm not involved in that part of it.
Sure.
I mean, to me, it's like I said, again, I don't even think about these things.
Right. But the whole point of International Women's Day is that you want to think about
yeah,
those
exactly.
things.
Yeah, exactly.
We want you to be aware that this is what we're fighting every day. Exactly.
Right. Okay, well, fight on, you know, if I can help in any way.
Wear some red underwear.
Okay.
Wear some
How
red.
How do you know I'm not?
I know. Hello. No, wear red today. I bet you anything, you'll get a wink or a
really?
Hug or a well, thank
maybe
you.
A red ribbon or something?
Something, honestly. That could go into the AIDS ribbon, but so make sure you
oh,
stay.
Oh, that's true.
You don't
right?
want to do the red ribbon because that does represent something else, but you want to go. If you wear red, I bet you anything, you'll get
a red bandana.
That's what I'm doing later today. Get a high five. I bet you anything. It represents that you're, at least it shows I'm aware.
Right.
That's all we're asking for you to, like now you're more aware. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you're a man, you want to get laid, go get a red t-shirt with something
terrible.
Something that says, I love women, you know.
You are terrible. Yeah. Or you can really believe it and wear it. Thank you. Hashtag awful.
Well, I don't know. I don't know a man that doesn't want to get laid at any given moment. You know,
that's International Man's Day. That's a different day.
Yeah,
that's every
exactly.
other day.
Do we have International
Man's Day? It's every day.
We don't have it.
You have it every day.
No, we don't.
Yes,
we're
you
not
do.
Conscious of it. I mean, believe me, I mean, males are getting beaten up a lot, too, in the past. You know, I mean,
you guys
where men
it,
don't know the roles anymore in relationships, you know,
it's, yeah, but that's,
it's sort of like
you still had, like you had the vote, like you men have it very easy. You have to be
yeah,
honest.
But you're talking about the vote. Look, I mean, that's like a long time ago.
That's not that long ago. That was like two or three decades ago. That's not long ago.
What, the voting?
Yeah,
for women?
19th Amendment. That's that was like not that long ago.
Okay, but still, it's I don't know, man.
But
I mean,
you're
talking
comparing.
About, I'm
like,
talking about the past 20 years or so. Okay?
But you're saying like women having women's struggle is the same as like men who are confused about like relationship. I think there's two different.
No, no. I don't, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh,
what
okay.
I'm saying is because of
the change.
Because of the change, men don't know how to behave anymore.
It's
you
a
know?
Shift. It's a shift.
And some have become even sissified. You know, I don't know. You know,
I don't know what that word means.
It means that the boys become too much like their mothers, you know, and you need to have a man around too. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But you know, I mean, why are we talking about this? There were men, where women were about half and half in the world, and we're part of the same species, you know.
Yes,
I don't know why are we even talking about this, but hopefully. In the future, in future generations, they won't have to discuss.
The reason we're talking about it is because we want to be equal, period.
Right. Okay, well, be equal then.
We're
just
trying.
Take that fucking equality.
We're trying. It's not easy when you men are in charge.
Well, but I'm telling you, then you become a director, a producer, a woman producer.
But you think that's so easy. Like, that's not easy.
No, I'm not saying it's easy. But you don't only do the easy things, Tori.
I know, but we have to break through so many more obstacles, which is why we're talking about it.
Right. but there's been a long time to do it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I mean, look, Gloria Steinem came out when? When this started really becoming big, like the women's movement. That was in the 60s, right?
That was in the 70s.
70s?
Yes.
Okay. You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm positive.
Okay, so we're talking 40, 50 years? That's not
We're still
time.
Talking, like, yeah. Yesterday a woman probably didn't get a job because a guy looks better on a resume. They called him in. Some people, women put, like, initials instead of the name so they don't know it's a man or female, so they'll get called in for an interview. We're talking about this day. We're not talking about 40 years ago. Today,
right.
People are putting, like, my friends put just, like, an R, so it's not Rachel, so that they will get called in for an interview.
Really?
Yeah. So we're talking about today.
So I don't know these
You
things.
Don't. You
yeah,
don't.
As a man, I don't see it. So,
no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, important to know. So there you go. Internationally. And that's the thing. I mean, just think of your mother or your sister or your daughter or something, you know. Just think about that. But
And ask them. Say? Ask yeah. them. If you don't know and you're not aware, ask them. What struggles do you go through daily? If I'm walking across the street and I'm wearing jeans, I know for a fact every guy's going to be staring at my ass if I'm crossing the street. And I know there are little tiny things that add up every day. And ask your sister or mother or daughter, what does she experience that makes her feel uncomfortable?
That's true.
Today's the day to ask.
Yeah. Ask away.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday we had elections here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and you guys might want to know that the population in L.A. is almost 4 million. It's 3.8 million. And our mayor was won here with number of votes of 200,000. In other words, 200,000 people in a city of 4 million decided that Eric Garcetti is going to be mayor again. 80% of the votes he got. Now, I get it. You know, I mean, I get that he got 80% because nobody really challenged him, although there's 10 people, but he was the incumbent. And
yeah, it was kind of a shoo-in.
Yeah.
He's very well-liked. He's popular.
But think 8% that
only... Yeah, it was 8% of LA, of Angelinos voted. But yeah. It was not a... And to be honest, it was not a very sexy voting...
Voting at all,
still,
right?
Right. So it was there was a lot of, like, kind of, like, boring things, you know, quote-unquote boring things.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean you don't want to get out the vote.
But the thing is that I think... What it is there's no pressing things for LA right now.
And
so
LA,
people
yeah.
are not concerned, you know. I mean, yes, there's the homelessness and stuff. There were a couple of bills on that. But otherwise, you know, people don't care. You know, it's like all the small towns and stuff like Lakewood and
but also,
Bellflower.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are also fighting a bigger fight with, I think, the you know, the president right now is taking up a lot of people's energy.
Yeah.
So...
That's true, yeah. And some people ran unopposed, like the city attorney, 100% of the vote. Nobody ran against him.
Right, so it was a little bit of a small, quiet election, which doesn't mean you aren't supposed to vote, but...
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
People have a lot of energy towards
it. But I admit, I didn't vote yesterday, you know. I didn't have a dog in the race, whatever it is that they say.
Dog in the race. I think that's it.
Yeah. So, I didn't have any stakes in this, so I didn't really vote, but... But yeah, I mean, it is pathetic that we hardly go out there. But again, that's what I'm saying. If anybody had any big concerns, I'm sure a lot more people would be out there voting.
Yeah, people are very politics right now is a big groan. You don't hear it's a lot of people are just their energy is elsewhere. I think.
Yeah.
Dealing with the national news, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's amazing how many positions are running unopposed completely, you know. Mm-hmm. And then 10 people are running for mayor. I mean, don't you think they're jumping a little too quick here?
Hey, people want it now. It's that, that
you
generation.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be proud to say that one of the of the runners for mayor is David Hernandez, who's a host here, and he got the third he was third place, although, you know, from 80% to 3%. That's
there. You go. That's great.
It's not very close, but you're the third. So
there you go.
So if there was no Eric Garcetti, perhaps he would have had a good chance. But at any rate, it just shows you that there are people that believe they can make a change,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But unfortunately, LA is not one of them.
Well, we're sleepy. We're very. One, I mean, we're also we all kind of go one way. We're all very blue in LA. You know, so
yeah.
It goes one way often. So, but still vote.
There you go. Would you believe that San Francisco actually has less than a million people? Wow. I never thought about it, but they have 800,000 people there in San Francisco.
You know, they're going to end up with two because it's so expensive.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I know. My son is like, I'm telling him, why are you still there, man?
It's people are now so moving around, like, to Oakland and places around San Francisco and then, like, commuting in. That's, like, right. the new thing because you can't afford to be in San Francisco.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Crazy. You know? Yeah. Some of that. Yeah. That's insane. And parking places are like thousands of dollars a month.
Mm-hmm.
They're like more important than
shelter. I know. And New York is even worse,
yeah,
right?
No. Yeah. They're bad. Those two places.
The parking
are real bad.
There because they're not as spread out as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And New York City has 8.4 million people.
Yeah, talk about having more than a million people.
You know, that's like more than twice of what we have in a smaller area.
Yeah, we're more sleepy. We're spread out.
Yeah. So that's why we pay the price by driving far.
Right. But I lived in New York. I lived in LA. I know there's traffic. I'd rather be in my air-conditioned car than, like, smashed up against someone's balls. It's just what I feel.
I totally agree with you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And I think most people in L.A. feel the same way.
I think they would.
That's why we all have cars.
And they have a good... You can have a nice car. I love New York. I loved New York. I really did. But when it was in summer and you're down in the underground and you're smashed up against some testes, it's not great.
Wow. What a picture, man.
Sorry. And then they stop the subway. And they're like, there's a delay, and you're like, oh my God. Tough.
And you want to talk about women being treated unequally. It's like I read sometimes that many places in the world, men grope women on the bus.
In Mexico,
okay.
We just talked about that. Yeah
and it's okay.
I know. So they have Mexican buses now just for women who
live there. Yeah. We were talking about that one.
But see, like,
I've read about other places too, you know, and it's like in
disgusting.
India, you know, and like those people groping on the plane.
That's where you wear red. You wear red for them because that's nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
So while we're on population, California actually has 38 million people. Yeah, that's a lot of people, man. That's a lot of people. It's a big state.
Yeah.
Yeah. The things that you find out on Google when you go in there, right?
Dive in.
Yeah. So, so elections in LA, big deal, right? So what else is going on, Tori? A lot going on in Washington, right? Did you want to bring up anything? I mean, Tim Kaine's son was arrested. Did you know that?
Yeah, at a pro-Trump rally.
Rally.
He was riding against,
He was firing firecrackers and fireworks, actually, and chanted and so forth. So I guess they disrupted. I'm not sure exactly what was illegal about what they were doing.
Yeah, maybe.
But they ran away and they... We were apprehended later.
Yeah, he's a strong little whippersnapper, that Tim Kaine. His name is Linwood Woody, Michael Kaine, and he was taken to custody on suspicion of felon second-degree riot, it's called, was the charge. You know, he feels strongly.
Yeah, right.
So things are interesting with the wiretap still. I watched, again, this Sean Spicer has brought the cameras back into the press briefing rooms, which is very exciting.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, yes. And
he probably realized there's no way.
Some bad press on that, and they said, "Can you speak for the president of why he said there was wiretapping from a former president when there's no evidence of it?" Right. And he said, "That's above my pay grade." And someone was like, "But you're the spokesperson for the president." So now he's wearing like a hat and sunglasses, so no one stops him like around the White House. So you know, I feel bad for these surrogates who have to stand up to tweets from 4 a.m. that are absurd. That's hard. He doesn't have anything to say. He says it just stands for itself. The president speaks for himself.
Yeah,
there's nothing more to say. There's no proof, so it's hard for them to speak.
That's true. And what do you say? It's just it's amazing.
And they're trying really hard to be eloquent, but they're just getting laughed at like everyone in the press. So, yeah. Well, so unfortunately, that's happening. And I think, I'm not sure he knows what the tweets could mean when you attack. It's different than when you're a celebrity and you attack another celebrity and you have what you call as a Twitter feud. Okay, that's cool. That's different. When you're a president and you accuse a former president of doing something illegal,
right.
That has great consequences.
Right. And apparently Obama is very pissed off at this.
Yeah.
Point,
and
right?
I
don't blame him.
No, they said, what did they say so nice? They said their relationship has crumbled. And pulling him back in for no reason. The dude's not, he's trying to windsurf. Let the guy be,
Exactly. Exactly.
So this, and, but it's also, it's a huge deal to do that. So the CIA came out, the FBI, you have to pull out all these intelligence. You can't just say off the whim things that you want to say anymore. Right. And I think he's realizing. They said by 3 o'clock he had played golf and come back and realized he had gone too far.
What?
So he had realized he had stepped in it with the Twitter. I think he thinks he can just do Twitter feuds.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, not only that, but, I mean, look at how everybody's investigating everybody in this government right now. Suddenly, you know, everybody's suspicious. Nobody trusts anybody.
Someone wrote, a representative wrote, does he know that it's not like Celebrity Apprentice and then you're supposed to vote people off each week? He's like, maybe he thinks that's what you do do. No, it's been one after the other, after the other, after the other. So, yeah, it would be funny if it wasn't so personal.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
What I mean?
I know.
And unfortunately, you know, he just put out the repeal of Obamacare, the replacement, and people want to call it Ryan Care or Trump Care, but the AARP has come against it today, like in the last couple minutes, and it's Republicans aren't standing up for it. So it's not looking good. So they're trying to get this to be the new Obamacare, and many, many people would lose their insurance. So even people in hotly red states are fighting this.
So can't we find something like in the middle where not a lot of people are left out? I mean, what's going on? Why is it like so partisan, this thing?
Well, it isn't as partisan as it is complicated. And as you saw when Trump said nobody knew healthcare could be so complicated, Barack Obama was like, some of us knew. It's an incredibly complex monster in the government, and right. To please everyone, some people like Bernie Sanders they want like the mandate, and some people don't, and so it gets very complicated.
Right.
Obamacare was sort of settled down and got 20 million people into insurance that wasn't. Now that they're trying to take it away, you see in these Republican states a lot of people need it and they're being saved for breast cancer because they have it.
Right.
So I agree, they want to find something in the middle. What I think he did, and he literally showed this, Sean Spicer goes, here's the original bill, and he put it on you know how Trump likes those tables next to the press briefings to show his wines and
yeah.
stuff? So he showed the bill of all the papers of the original Obamacare, and he's like, this is mine. And it's like 20 pages. And so his idea was to cut regulations.
Mm.
But that still leaves a lot of people uninsured.
Yeah.
So the whole idea was him was like, look how less complicated mine is. That doesn't make it any better for some people.
No, exactly. But look, there's always going to be people that are hurt by decisions, because just like you said, the people with different needs,
sure,
different everything.
Absolutely. Someone's
going to
be left
you know?
Out. However, yeah. even like strong Republicans aren't going to fight for this one.
Right.
So this was his first big push for legislation, so
right.
it doesn't look good.
So they're saying the GOP is fighting within itself too
care. Yeah, when you have Republicans who aren't going to go stump for their constituents on behalf of the president for it, it's not
right.
a good sign.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So they better go back to the drawing board
yeah.
then, right?
I think he just wants in pictures, like a picture book. Me not feel good, me go doctor, me pay. I mean, that's sort of what I think Trump wishes it would be. Because he's like, look how less complicated it is. Well, yeah, but you need it to be complicated because it's a gazillion rules. You need rules for people to be insured. So,
yeah,
not good so far. Not a good track record for the first 45 days.
Not like we expected one.
No, but we didn't expect it to go so fast
yeah,
with so much
true.
Implosion.
That's true.
Like in a failed military operation with a Navy SEAL calling for an investigation into his son's death already. That was his first military approval. Like nothing he did or touched has gone well.
That's true.
So,
why would we expect it to? He's no politician.
Yeah. He cray. He's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we do.
I think people are really trying hard to look at that 25th Amendment. There is a way without Congress with the vice president, it's all with Mike Pence.
Right.
If he can determine that Trump is not of mental capabilities, he has a lot more power than we think to transfer power out of his hands. So it's all in Mike Pence's hands, really.
Really, right?
Who looks like a robot anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, the things that they're doing is unbelievable. And, you know, what occurs to me, though, is that his staunch supporters... how little they really have to hang on to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
Because there's not much, but they always find something, you know. And look, I mean, I understand, you know, I see what people say and how they feel, and there's always staunch supporters and everything, but I can't see that on the whole, that you can justify what Trump has done in the first 45 days.
And I think that's interesting because this is what's going to happen. I have this thing here. Is that when Trump supporters realize no one wanted to take away their guns, but now they lost their health care, food stamps, and still can't find a mining job. That's when they're going to realize Trump isn't for them.
Yeah.
He's not out for the blue-collar coal miners, even though those are the people sticking for him. And once they lose the jobs and he doesn't have their health care, that's when things start to change. Because once it gets personal and your mom can't afford her asbestos care anymore because he's taken away her health care, that's when it hits those staunch supporters.
Right.
So it's when they lose their jobs or they don't get this health care that's when it becomes personal. So we're waiting to see if this changes, if some of their staunch supporters go against him.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But you have to understand that, I think that's sort of like the stereotype of a Trump supporter, but I think there's all kinds. You know what I'm saying? They're intellectuals. You know, I mean, I'm talking about people talking on CNN and stuff, you know.
You mean
and
the Trump surrogates? Like the people who, like the pundits for Trump?
Yeah.
But they're like paid spokespeople for Trump.
No. I don't mean those. I mean, what they call them, like not correspondents, but like their guests on CNN, and they, you know, they have people on the right, they have people on the left, right. They give their opinions, but a lot,
yeah,
and everything.
And they do, but a lot of those people are Trump surrogates that are meant to go out every Sunday for the shows and do theirs. They're
but
meant.
What
to
about
that.
The regulars that are on like on CNN every day? Almost.
Well, you don't. With the interesting thing is, even on Fox News, you're not seeing these right wing commentators agree with Trump anymore. Mm. Even like Shepard Smith was like, "This is insane." Even Bill O'Reilly was like, "You went too far." You know.
Right. Exactly.
Chris Wallace, who was like, you stepped over the line. Right.
Things,
so when you
know?
Say intellectuals, what you see is a lot of staunch Trump supporters are in the Rust Belt with blue collar working. I'm not trying to categorize it. That is what you generally see in that 38% of the population. So they are the ones who are standing guard no matter what. Feet in the ground, we're not leaving. And it's when they start to lose personally their jobs and their health care, that's when it starts to. It changes. But you see even intellectual Fox News and people on the right can't support Trump anymore.
True.
You don't see anyone really standing
true,
by him. If there's
yeah.
any, unless they're being like a Trump surrogate and they're paid as a pundit to go and discuss this as a spokesperson, you don't see a lot of anyone standing by him.
Yeah.
Even Paul Ryan's just silent.
Yeah. You know what? I just feel this is like, if you took a puppy, you put him in a China store and you just let him all over the place.
But the puppy's like somewhat racist and xenophobic.
He's jumping everywhere and breaking everything around.
Right. It's a bull in a China shop. That's the saying. It's a bull in a China shop.
A bull in a China
shop. That's right.
Okay.
Or a puppy in it's the same thing. It's like, it's just unrelented energy going the wrong way. You know what I mean? So
it really is. I mean, he's like, wow.
Yeah. And you realize how important to be the president, you need the control. And in some respects, I think Barack Obama was too controlled. And I think, I think he didn't get enough done for me in terms of he kept a lot of things in. Right. Mm. I think Trump's the complete opposite. He never keeps anything in.
Right.
It's all impulse.
Right. Right.
So it's interesting how far the country went.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it really bounced the other way
it
completely.
Did. And you know what? That's normal in American history.
Right.
It's just this isn't this normal.
Exactly.
The pendulum went way far.
Way too far.
Yeah. So, and you know, we aren't comfortable as a country going that far. And I generally think it will come back. Naturally, this isn't how we work. We don't work this well at this level. We work better when things are more in the middle. So I see a trend of something coming back. We don't end up well on the ends over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Remember when we had the McCarthyism here, you know, I mean, that was another period where, you know, you had a lot of turmoil in government and in the culture and society.
And breaking
and
of
stuff,
constitutional
you know?
Rights, absolutely.
And suspicion and all that stuff, you know.
What's
and
sad is now when Trump says McCarthyism, it's Melissa McCarthy who plays Sean Spicer.
Right.
So everyone's putting up her picture as McCarthyism.
Right.
It's Melissa McCarthy.
and you know, I mean, and so you're not surprised where Bannon says that McCarthyism was a good thing.
No, I'm not surprised.
You know,
by that.
I mean, so that's there's your extremes.
That's right.
You You know, and that's, so we're being led by an extreme.
And what did we talk about Malcolm Gladwell when we talk about outliers? Outliers are the people on the very ends or extremes. They don't tend to last long in political climates because you can't stand to live in this amount of anxiety. You don't know what's next, you know. So it does, it will swing back. Yeah. Hopefully not in...
Oh, it will, but yeah, hopefully...
Hopefully sooner than 4 years. I'm just hoping for Pence to somehow pounce. A Pence pounce. Yes!
Well, this was rehearsed, right?
No, that's great. No, hashtag Pence pounce. You didn't rehearse that? No, that's great. Because he can really change. Not that I want him, but he seems to be more predictable, at least.
That's true.
Than Trump.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's going to get to a point where he won't be able to stand behind Trump anymore.
I hope. He already had one person lie to him. He had to go lie on TV because they told, he's like, Flynn did not. And then, you know, already that happened. When does the trust between those two start to erode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now Trump and Cruz and wives are going to dine at the White House tonight. Can you imagine Trump and Cruz in the same room?
God.
What is that
going to
look
like? I feel
like
slime should just come down the walls of the White House. Like they're eating and it's like... It's like Slimer from the Ghostbusters. Just all around. It's so slimy. And remember, he tweeted a famous thing about Ted Cruz's father. Saying that he was part of the Lee Harvey Oswald assassination.
He bad-mouthed him.
And that was out of nowhere with no proof.
And the wife and...
Oh, yeah. And he talked about how... Yeah, I don't understand what people think they get after from being friends with Trump. Yeah. Like, you don't get any political... brownie points from this.
No
you
benefits,
lose.
You're
no
saying.
Benefits. You don't get any kind of credibility. You lose credibility.
Right.
Cruz looks like an idiot.
Right, but maybe you get a little closer to the pie.
No, it's the validation of Trump. It's like he's like the coolest frat guy, and they want to be like, I don't know. It's a thing like the alpha male.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it can't be a bad thing to be close to the president.
It is when the president is toxic in terms of his ratings.
Well,
he's lower than Bush after Katrina.
Yeah.
That's terrible. So it is, sometimes it is toxic to be close to the president.
Yeah, I guess
so,
it is, huh?
Yeah. Like Chris Christie went way down because he sided when he started campaigning with Trump. It was like, oh, who are you? No one likes him anymore.
Yeah, well, in other news, O.J. Simpson could be released as early as October from jail.
More good news.
More good news, right? I mean, he went from, he could have sat there for 33 years, but he's been serving, let's see.
He's in Nevada. He's did breaking and entering.
Yeah.
With a deadly weapon because he went to go get his memorabilia back with the gun out.
Yeah, I know. So he's been serving out a 9 to 33 year sentence.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I read.
Yeah.
And that was
he's
obviously
up for parole, right?
So he's up for parole this July, and he might be released. And from what I've read before, I guess he's cited for good behavior and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, that man can play whatever he wants.
He was
a charmer all the way. But for International Women's Day, that man was also a wife beater. So let's make sure let's hope he doesn't get a wife killer. So let's hope he doesn't get paroled.
I know. We don't want to see him out there.
Yeah.
Man. He's not going to do good to anybody.
No.
You know?
It's like...
And he's been involved too much in this stuff. And it's no wonder that he's in jail because I said even when he was not guilty after
acquitted,
I figured, but he's going to put himself in another situation.
Everyone said that.
Right?
Everyone's like, he will get in jail.
Right,
because
that's how he behaves.
That's his behavior. Yeah, that's his. And he has an anger issue.
Yes.
Huge anger issue. And when you have an anger issue and a temper issue and you go violent,
right,
then you're going to be put in jail.
You know, and what he did in that Las Vegas room, I think, just pointed to the fact that he felt he's better than everybody else, you know?
Yeah, and the stupid thing was he shut the door and locked it and then pulled a gun out. And if he hadn't locked, then it became a kidnapping.
Right.
So, like, he could not have done things worse. Like, it just got worse and worse and worse. So, he just steps in it because he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Not a good person,
and
I think.
And obviously he doesn't think before he does these
things.
No,
I think Ford is coming out with a Bronco, though.
Really?
Style, yeah, that's not good timing.
The Bronco.
I feel like they shouldn't do that when he could be paroled. There he is again.
The Bronco was one of the first SUVs, actually. You know,
it's a good looking car, man. It was so infamous because of that car chase.
Nobody was driving cars like that back then, and the Bronco was one of those.
Yeah,
and now it's like the
synonymous.
Yeah, SUVs are like the hottest thing.
Yeah.
One thing about The SUVs I don't like is they're higher than I am because I like
I
to be in
cars. I
think
that's so annoying.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't see what's in front of you.
And I always feel like, and the gas guzzle, I don't know, I always feel like the person in there is a little rude. And now I'm like judging people because of their car. But like when you have a flashy Range Rover and you like skid through a yellow, I'm like, ugh, you're so annoying. But I guess I shouldn't judge. They could be really nice.
Yeah. And what if it's a different car and it skids through a yellow?
If it's like a beat-a-beater, like I'm like, oh, good for you. You made it.
Oh, wow. So that's.
I know, yeah. Totally judgment. I should There's really work on that. There, yeah, I know. God, I just outed myself as a terrible judge.
That's okay. I mean, you know,
I'm working on it.
I was listening to Howard Stern yesterday, and they're talking about how people, they're like, you know, people that are on the show will meet fans or people that have listened to the show for a long time, and they're like, they know everything about them.
It's weird. It's like creepy.
And yeah, I mean, I'm sure if you asked our listeners about us, they would know a lot about our lives, you know, because we do open up.
We tell everything. It's so true. We do tell a lot.
I mean, but who cares, you know? I mean, obviously a very
personal. I could
personal,
care less. Yeah.
Yeah, very personal stuff. We're going to keep it that way. But the stuff, it's like, yeah, why not? You know, entertainers are like that.
Yeah, and also like as a stand-up, like I know a bunch of people listening just nodded their heads when like, yeah, I do that too. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I'm being open. I got to work on it. That's not cool. That's right. Not cool. But yeah, I got to stop judging.
And that's why I like talking about our lives and everything, yeah. Because I think people listen and they go, oh, I can relate
to
that.
Yeah, sure.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, let's hope. And even Stern, your hero, who I love, Howard Stern, is against Trump. And he loved Trump for a while.
Yes.
So even
Trump
he has turned.
To call into the show.
He used to come in the show all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, even Stern's like, this guy shouldn't be president. So, Stern.
And finally, last few minutes, I wanted to discuss VR, which is virtual reality.
Yes.
Have you experimented?
Yes.
Have you looked at the glasses and stuff?
Oh,
and
yes,
saw what
with the big
like?
Machine. Yeah, I watched.
Not necessarily a big machine.
No. The thing on your
glasses.
Yeah, I did it with the phone, and New York Times did it.
Yes, with the phone. Yeah.
Right. And I watched the Seinfeld do the stand-up for 50th. No, not 50. It was for the SNL anniversary.
Good.
And you could watch.
That's what I have here.
And you could turn and see everyone.
See the audience.
Oh my!
The cameras and the director.
You could see it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
All you have to do is get yourself a Google cardboard.
It was cardboard. It was made out of cardboard.
Yeah, Google cardboard. It cost $10-$12.
Oh my God!
You get it on Amazon.
It was insane.
You put your phone inside, just download a couple of apps, and you can experience VR for yourself.
Yeah. Have you done the SNL one?
I have. Both of them. The Jerry Seinfeld and the Will... what's his name? Will
Ferrell?
Will Ferrell does one, too, with
Family
Feud. It's amazing.
That's so funny. God.
It's amazing. You would die.
It's crazy how when you turn, you see people behind you.
Yes,
that's what
because
I didn't
there's 360...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's many cameras there.
Right.
So what they do is the software... makes it like seamless, and it puts it like kind of puts it together.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
You're in the
all these
audience.
Scenes.
It's so
yeah.
Weird.
So then you just turn around,
yeah.
And the phone knows you're looking at a different direction.
Yeah, but
you
I gotta say,
to
like Avatar, I think was supposed to feel like that, and
right.
I never got it from Avatar.
No,
I just
no,
got
but,
nauseous.
Yeah,
but this is incredibly good.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. So get Google Cardboard, man.
I've
had it for a while, and now I sort of rediscovered it because there's more apps now.
Sure, you can do more things.
So there's a lot of stuff, and one thing that I did realize is that now they're actually telling stories.
Yeah, like
I'll show you
almost.
One. It's like there's a story. So like sort of like a short love story.
Oh wow!
And the girl is on the beach. The guy's following her, and as you following like one character. You're moving, you know, you're turning around,
oh
and then
God.
Somebody else comes into
wow.
the frame. And then you can hear what they're saying.
Isn't that incredible?
If you turn to the left, you hear what the other person
is
saying.
Oh, that is insane.
So you're part of a movie.
That's how movies are going to be from them.
Right.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Incredible. You're so immersed in it.
And suddenly the water is like just splashing underneath you from the ocean.
We're all becoming robots, Sam.
You know, I'll have to show that to you.
There's a travel one, too, where you can go to places you wouldn't
yes.
be able afford to go and like see all around the Leaning Tower of Pisa and... God,
it's
we're
amazing.
Gonna be robots in no time.
I'm telling you, man. They already have like as you can imagine, like sex VR and things like this.
I never really thought. I don't know why I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but I mean, they have like women virtually. You know, like you can look around and you can have a lot of women around you and things like that. I'm just curious to see it. I can't imagine like masturbating
That'd
to something
so
like
weird.
That. It
That'd
would
be so
weird,
fake.
You know. But we probably will.
No, I think so.
People will.
I think yeah. I'll be on a cabana with a fake cabana boy.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Thomas. Another drink. Yeah, it's like. like Star Trek. It's the holodeck all over again.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wow.
But it's amazing, you know, those virtual reality things. It's just unbelievable where it's going.
Yeah. Well, make sure you take a walk also today and look at actual reality, because we want to don't be robots.
Exactly. Don't look at
screens. Look at a tree
so
today, people. Look at a tree.
I know. Everywhere around we look, there's just screens, you know?
I want to be honest. My hand is starting to hurt from looking at my phone so much.
Yeah?
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, huh? You love your phone.
No, it's also because I'm doing... Calls. I know. But not for phone. Oh, my God. God forbid.
You need
I'm useless.
What they call it, like an iPod Touch, right? That's what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Except, like, I want no communication.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Totally.
If you want, you can use like WhatsApp or something, you know. But
see, then the government just said that they've tapped into WhatsApp and they can read your text. Right. So I'm stuck.
All right. Well, another fun show for you guys. Thank you all for listening. Tori, thanks as always.
Anytime.
Happy International Women's Day to everybody around the world.
Tell a woman you support them.
Yes. Tell your mom you love her, your daughter, your wife.
And ask
wife,
questions
whoever.
And support them.
Yeah. All right, like we're the ones to give you advice, right?
Yeah, right. No, we're trying to spread awareness.
Yeah, there you go. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.